Todd and Tyler podcast from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
There is an app called
MrSkin.com.
Early.
MrSkin. I really dig that MrSkin.com.
A rare Tuesday appearance by our pal Mr. Skin. Morning.
Yeah, nudity is just as good on Tuesday, let's be honest. So.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Skin, I know you're still more of a baseball guy, but how about the Bears winning that game in that final play? That was crazy.
Yeah, wasn't that crazy?
That was crazy.
How about being a Bengals fan? Jeez.
Yeah.
You lose the last second thing to the Jets, and then you lose to the Bears. Jesus.
Oh, that's right. They lost to the Jets the same way. In a way.
Yeah, it was like at the end of the game, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So this is
I'm not a Bengals fan. I am a White Sox fan, which is about as the same, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm a Pirate fan, so you know how bad that is for us. Why are these low-quality images of Jennifer Lawrence? What's the story on this?
Because the movie's not out yet. This is when Knowing Me pays off. Jennifer Lawrence has a movie coming out this weekend in limited release in theaters called Die My Love. And she plays a writer and young mom slowly going crazy, locked away in an old house in Montana. And she just starts acting really weird and erratic. Anyway, Robert Pattinson plays her, I don't know if it's her boyfriend or husband, but anyway, he's the significant other. But little background on her. So she becomes famous from the Hunger Games back in the early, early days of the 2000s. And then I was wondering if she would ever do nudity. But then, do you remember that she did a movie in 2018 called Red Sparrow, where she was like a spy, that Russian movie.
Yeah.
And she did this sex scene in the front of the, to prove her, how tough she was, in front of this whole class. She had sex with this guy on it. It was just crazy. I was like, whoa. Yeah. And then, you guys remember the movie in 2023, No Hard Feelings, that comedy where she was fully nude on the beach getting in a fight. It was full frontal nudity in a fight, and it was pretty hilarious. But I'm like, holy geez, this is great. And then I get the sneak peek pics for Die My Love, and she is... And I want to say, I'm a big fan of hospital lighting nudity. If you think of, The Substance with Demi Moore, how bright and, it's that. And in this movie, she's walking down it appears as it's at a hospital, but it's that hospital lighting which makes you don't miss a thing. And she's fully nude. She's having sex with this guy and fully nude, and it looks very aggressive sex and crazy.
Right.
So I'm going to say this could be her best movie for nudity, Die My Love, which will be in, it'll be in theaters this Friday. And, we're very excited about that at MrSkin.com. And, occasionally we get this stuff in advance. And at the same week, I have another one.
How was this leaked to you? Yeah. Somebody saw it somewhere with a camera?
This is through the underground. I can't really
reveal the sources. There was an interesting piece in the New York Times with Jennifer Lawrence over the weekend. And she basically...
I saw it, but I didn't read it. Was it good?
She regrets everything she's ever said, because she thought she was mouthy when she was younger and would like to take back a lot of things that she said.
I think we could all, things we did in the 80s and 90s, I think we regret a lot of that stuff, too. So I
regret something I probably said in the show today.
An hour ago.
You got to move past.
She was very forthcoming. It was interesting.
Yes.
We were talking about shaving. It was mainly shaving the guy's butthole today. But this girl's shaving her pie in this scene, right?
Yeah, this is a little better than the butthole men's thing.
Yeah, a lot better.
So Kristen Stewart is making her acting debut, and this movie Chronology of Water will not even be in theaters until January 2026. Yet I am showing you a scene from it that'll absolutely blow your mind. Imogene Poots.
We talked about her a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, because of that rom-com All of You with Brett Goldstein of Ted Lasso. She was topless in that. She's really pretty, did a great nude scene. But holy geez, is this at another level of nudity?
I'm just saying, glad she lifted her leg that high. Pretty good for her, man. She's flexible.
Oh my God.
We were just talking about poops.
Yeah.
she's shaving her poots. But Imogene Poots is the actress, and you don't see it a well-known actress in a mainstream movie. It's just, yes, you could
shaving her pie,
could
right?
Act like you're shaving, but literally shaving pie. No question.
You really
got to
hit the first take on that, don't you?
Good point.
Oh yeah. How do you go to? Oh, that we missed that. The lens was on the
come
the
back
cap
a week. Grow it back in. Grow it back in.
So you actually notice after she makes a pass with the razor that the hair goes away.
This isn't the HD version, but boy, oh boy, this is pretty clear, right?
Yeah, you know, right, so. Right. Does she shake the razor and the pubes fall off? That kind of thing.
You hit it on the
like
side.
Like in a cartoon it shoots out, like in a cartoon where it shoots out of a lawnmower. So Chronology of Water, Kristen Stewart's directing debut, Imogene Poots with a shaving scene. We're all over it. I could guarantee you it'll be 2026, top 10 2026 Anatomy Awards, but just wanted to give you guys a sneak peek. Always when I get that, I immediately want you guys to know.
Yeah, appreciate
that. First to see it, so no problem. And then,
This is a remake of Hand That Rocks the Cradle, right, obviously?
The Rebecca De Mornay film, film?
Yeah, it's one of those movies, it wasn't a big blockbuster, but if you ask anyone, they remember The Hand That Rocks the Cradle from 1992 with Annabella Siori and Rebecca De Mornay. Well, I didn't think they were clamoring for a remake, but Hulu has a new Hand That Rocks the Cradle with Micah Monroe, who's like a horror movie actress, is the vengeful nanny, and then Mary Elizabeth Winstead is the wife and mom. And there's a scene in there in the Hulu new 2025 version where Micah Monroe's having sex with this woman and Mary Elizabeth Winstead's looking, but it's through like a window, so it's a little grainy. But I want to tell you, over the weekend, because I knew I was going to talk about this, I was like, you know, I haven't watched that Hand That Rocks the Cradle nudity in a while. I'm going to go back and watch it. So there's a scene, and by the way, early 90s and 80s, there was stuff in movies that if it happened today, it would never, never be made. Like, for instance,
go ahead.
Annabelle Siori's, do you remember she's in the doctor's office because she's, I can't remember if she knows she's pregnant or she's just there for her checkup with her gyno, who is a creep, a guy.
Really? Okay.
And oh my God. If you watch the scene, it's so sexualized where she's on being examined, but it's like there's no other nurse in the room. He's like doing what he wants, and she's uncomfortable, but it's like, again, you would only see this in the early 90s. I forgot about that. But she and Rebecca De Mornay have nudity in it. So the original actually had better nudity, but they did remake this, and you can see it on Hulu, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. It's a classic. So,
now, speaking of remakes, is this a remake of the movie Airplane? What is this?
Well, let me tell you, this is so funny. So I think it's considered a spoof of the 1980 movie Airplane, which is obviously a classic, but... by the way, do you remember in the original Airplane, which was a PG-13 movie, everyone's seen it, there is a brief nude scene with this woman with huge breasts that just shakes her boobs.
She just runs out, screams
camera.
Real quick. Yeah, they're screaming, and that's right.
Totally
and she runs off screen, right? Yeah.
Squeen.
That, by the way, was Kitten.
What's a squeam?
Kitten Natavidad, who was a Russ Meyer one. She was one of those actresses with huge natural breasts in the early 70s, and then they found her for this movie, and she did that scene. They didn't show her face, but that's who it was, Kitten Natavidad. But anyway, so Airplane 2025, which is a spoof of the original, it's set in the 1970s. It stars Tom Arnold, so you can imagine the quality. He's the A-lister in this movie.
Tom. Good for Tom.
Okay, you know what? At IMDb, I like to just, you know, just what are the people saying? And I went and looked, and a bad movie, if you're like under like a 6.2 at IMDb, it's a pretty bad movie. If you're under a 5, it's a horrible movie. This checked in this morning at 2.4.
Whoa.
2.4.
Where can you see it?
I've never seen a movie lower than 2.4. It had over 400 votes. It's on VOD.
Okay, it just came out.
But so it had 400 votes. It's not like five guys said it was horrible. 400 people, it's 2.5. So you can imagine. But I will say, there is so much nudity, it could win my award for Best Picture this year, because I don't care if a movie's good or bad. I just care if it has great nudity. Now, keep in mind, I sent you one scene. You guys know none of these actresses. They're not like, there's no big names in this. But it's set in the 70s, so full frontal, that's not real, if you're wondering. You know what I'm saying?
Of course,
Merkin.
Yeah. Looks like something you have a putty green there, basically.
it looks like a carpet scrap.
It does.
No, I was going to say, it's a putting green where you really got to hit the ball hard to get it to the hole, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, it's a thick putting green there. But anyway, so much nudity, so much sex. Horrible movie, but if you want to check it out, Airplane 2025, starring Tom Arnold, is out, and could win Best Picture. Right, keep you posted.
I know you got to get out early, Ski. Appreciate it, brother. Take care of yourself. Talk soon.
Well, nudity never rests, so I'm glad we got this in on Tuesday.
All right, man.
Thanks,
man.
Guys.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye. Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm looking at the reviews on IMDb, and just the headlines of it are devoid of comedy. Fails at everything, pretty bad, unbelievably bad, garbage, what the hell.
I'm sitting right here, puss.
And then one guy.
Nick, you have another show this weekend to change. It's like a football game.
Skin is looking at it through an entirely different lens.
Yeah, but then one guy gives it a 10 out of 10. Airplane 2025 is a blast. I don't think so.
Yeah, I like Todd. I've always loved Tom. He's been good to us. And he, back in the day, he starred in a lot of A-list movies. He just doesn't do that much anymore. But that's a paycheck.
Yeah,
why not
paycheck.
Put Tom Arnold
Tyler,
in
remember
there,
when you said Squeen instead of Scream when you were talking to him?
I got tired. Sorry.
Yeah,
shut up,
one
Ash.
One of those portmanteau.
Yeah, and literally,
words.
And literally, Tom Arnold is the only person in the entire cast that you would recognize.
He got the biggest check.
There is not a single other name or face I'm seeing here that I go, oh, I've seen that guy in that, or she's in that. Nothing.
I don't know if this is in your iPhone app store, but in Google Play, you can purchase an app called Chart Your Fart. And
Chart Your Fart.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought he said the other.
Yeah, I also.
Chart your fart. Right.
Some organization is interested in Australia's fart habits for our citizen science work. So you can download that on the Google Play and keep track of your farts. And then they'll have a study coming up in Australia pretty soon. And I don't know what results it will yield, but I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm seeing one.
Will it just listen for you?
Yeah, that I don't know.
Like if you're sleeping.
Well, once you do that test, that sleep test, Todd, have them mic up your butt.
I don't have a chart your fart, but I do have an app that's called Fart Map that is basically just asking you to drop a pin on a map every place you farted.
That would serve the same purpose.
And the user reviews give it 5 out of 5 stars.
It's Fart Map?
Yeah, it's called Fart Map.
That one sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I love that Fart Map.
Just drop a pin wherever you blasted ass.
First of all, it'd just be everywhere you've ever visited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everywhere you've ever visited, or going on vacation, you farted there, right?
Concentrations, though.
Oh, yeah. A lot of pins around your house. Right.
Like this spot. The spot I'm sitting in now would probably produce the most.
Of your daily activity, you think?
Well, since I'm only here 4 or 5 hours. Quite a bit, though. I'd say a good 30, 40, maybe 50% of my farting goes on right here.
Are you glad he came up today, Rachel?
Yeah. Crazy, this is my last show.
Rachel will be at the live show with us, though. It's Nick and Rachel and Heather and Austin Anderson.
Who's here tomorrow?
Doing comedy sets at the live show. It's Friday night, December 5th. Etix.com, Z92.com. Get your tickets now. You don't want to miss it. It's a great party, live podcast. 18 and older, so you can't be younger than 21. You just can't drink if you're
uncensored.
They'll card you if not. And uncensored. Yeah, uncensored. A lot of fun. Good times. Come out and see us at the Admiral in Omaha. Nice place. Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.